Okay. Fine, so we're over here in the middle of Hirchus Brachas. We did yesterday the difference between grapes and other fruit trees. And here we're up to another difference between grapes and other fruit trees. And I just want to give a little bit of an overview before, because we're going to get really right into this.
What page are we up to?
It's basically, when you have a tree, there's three brachas you can make on the item from the tree. You can make a berei priyates, the fruit from a tree, you make a berei priyates. You can also make a berei priyadama. If there's something grows on the tree which is not the ikar pri, then you'll make on that berei priyadama.
Example. Okay.
I'll
tell you one example.
We're gonna
I don't know
say,
if it's
we're
correct.
See. We're gonna see.
The hearts of palm, it's like a shiloh.
Okay.
No?
Could be. Oh. The other one is
shahakal.
The other one is shahakal. Is when it's not a food item. You're pasha eating the tree. Eating the tree.
Give up Zeb.
Not sure the marshal. I don't know the marshal like grape leaves.
Oh, you're coming.
It's hard to have grape leaves.
Grape leaves?
It's probably tough.
Why?
Rice.
When you wrap the grape leaves, yeah?
Yeah, so what bracha would you make on the grape leaves?
I don't know.
We have it a lot, you know.
So would you make a
bottle?
Bottle. It's a chayr bottle to the rice or whatever.
To the rice.
The grape leaf, by the way, it's just the wrapper.
The whole cabbage.
Yeah.
Stuffed cabbage.
So yeah, meat. Yeah, meat. Yeah, meat.
Stuffed cabbage.
Stuffed cabbage. Why?
Meat.
It's bottle connected to meat. The rice is the thing. Is ikker.
The rice
is not the ikker.
Okay, let's
Akubana, one minute. Akubana, this is these three things. So the ikar pri is height. Things that are not the ikar pri is adama. And then the things that are not food b'chlal is shahak. Fine, here we go. Haboiser, so here's the grape. Haboiser, that's when it's an original, it's a small grape. Kozman shalei igia l'kpul halavan, mevarach halavari pri adama. The kozman that is not yet mature enough that it reaches the size of pula lavan, you make on it berei pri adama, and the Aruch HaShulchan explains because it's not the ikar pri because the grapes are for wine, and at this point you can't make wine yet, so therefore that's not the ikar pri, and therefore you make a berei pri adama. Mishahu kipula lavan, the elech mevarach al berei pri eitz. Once it reaches the shear, now you can make with the wine, and therefore it's ikar pri, and therefore you make berei pri eitz. Umitaych shalinoid alonu shear pula lavan loelam mevarach berei pri adama achiya gadol biyosin. Ah, since the suffix exactly when we don't know, not bekeem to know where the shear is, therefore until it's very big, you always make a berei pri adama because you yaitz the berei pri adama even if it's berei pri eitz. By other trees besides for the grapevine, as soon as the fruit comes out, that fruit is the fruit of the tree, that's the ikar pri, and therefore you make berei pri eitz. Olvat shalo yehei mar ay ofetz biyaser ashe ini roi laachila afilu aydeet chak to oze im mevorchen ala klal. Oh, if it's not roi laachila b'chalal, so then you don't make a bracha at all.
How do you know
until
you eat it?
Let's see the Mishnah around this, and then we'll go to the Rama. Okay, le kipul halavan. So the Mishnah Bura Yud Aleph.
Not doing
that. Not yet. It's a new topic. It's the same concept, but it's a new topic. The kapul alavan be godlike. That's the size of a kapul alavan, not to do with the color or just to do with the texture, it has to do with the size.
Do we know what kapul alavan is?
Well, the mechab is that we don't know. Berei pri adam. We're smarter. Berei pri adam. The kol davar she gadol ian meina igar pri. Berei pri adama. Oh, anything that grows on a tree is not ikar pri. You make on it a berei pri adama. Miteich shalei naida sheish kama minim gedolim miktanim. Since there's many minim, so there's some bigger and some are smaller. So it's very difficult to know. Loyel mivarech. Again, loyel mivarech. You may always make a berei pri adama since we don't know. Mishum de b'di yevin berech berei pri adama al pri ayitz yatsa. Ah, kid like a Muslim in Reish Vav. Mikamokim Gunze, Ain Lecho Mehem Kashir Shechai, Ain Lecho Mehem Kashir Shechai Bracha Achraina, El Bzei Chasuda. If you're going to eat a shear that you have to make a Bracha Achraina, you're going to be in trouble. Why? Kivan Shehu Safik, Im Yavarech Achareim Me'in Shalish, Ibrahim Fashas Rabbis. As in, as a Shiloh, according to the bracha Rishina you make, if you make a very pre ha'eitz, then you have the bracha achrena of al eitz v'pri ha'eitz. But if you make a, if you make adama, then it'll be very nefashas. Is it a fruit? Is it the grape? Right, or is it something else?
So two things. First of all,
it's the nela. You shouldn't eat a shear unless it's like chasuda. It's very interesting.
First of all, the pshat you say grape adam and biyotis is because my understanding is right because it grows from the ground, right?
Yes.
That's a bidyavid, right?
Yes.
And the other thing is that you could say that any time you have a shayla on what bracha to make on something,
right?
So if you eat it with chasuda, then it's okay, no?
Yeah, for sure. Wait a minute, but he's only going onto this eitzah for bracha achrayim.
So that's what I'm asking, is he's saying that really you're going to still have to make a bracha rishayna b'tai chasuda, like other pairs.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe not. Okay.
Yeah, he's not getting into that. Yeah.
And I mean, you wouldn't have still been making bracha rishayna b'tai chasuda, because, I mean, why should you make a bracha rishayna b'tai chasuda if you wouldn't make it if it's not b'tai chasuda?
I'm saying b'tai chasuda, right? Certain times, even
but
if...
But in this thing, I ain't saying that. On the boiser, though.
Yeah. Do you make a bracha when you're eating b'tai chasuda? A bracha v'shayna?
Oh, actually, wait a second. There's a difference. It's true that would you make a bracha adama b'tai chasuda?
Exactly. I don't know.
That's
the thing. Yeah, it's the shayla. Because it's not part of the
Tech Asuda.
It's what's
right.
If it's eights or not
right.
Eights.
Right. No, Tech Asuda, you only make bracha eights. You don't make bracha adama, right?
Yeah, it's true. It's true, but
okay,
it's
right.
Because the whole
business,
because
it's
part of what he eats with the bread. You know, but you're not gonna eat this.
Fine. yeah. Mishi Yitziu Pri. It's rather interesting. There's an interesting kinesh. Is that lemais in the end of the simen, the end of the simen, the Ramo says he says. So this is the Rambam. If you're misupik, it's ikar pri or it's not, you make a repri adama misafik. The maisa.
He agrees evidently with that. He's holding of that because he says you make a very bad number.
Right.
And Mishabur says because you don't know.
Right. So this is a clear din. Lamaisa, there's a Mokan Avram that says if you make a bari priya eats on a baiser, you're also yaitzi. B'diavad. Just like.
Because of his brachas,
you also yaitzi.
Because you made it already.
It's considered a pre-eight.
So wait a minute, because you end up with a kasha.
Why are you making a very pre-adama? Because you're zechiyotzi b'di'evet.
Right.
If you make a very pre-eight, you're also zechiyotzi b'di'evet.
No, but you don't put yourself I'm saying. You shouldn't put yourself in a matzav where that wasn't the right bracha.
But you did it.
The bracha is hadama because you're not sure what it is.
I'm not sure if it's a sabik bracha. I understand, but if you make it, then you're yoitzi. So the answer to your question is very simple. Because Brepri Adama, you for sure covered it.
Right.
Because
so
either
it's also did.
No.
No.
It's only no.
Shahako will be the best.
Brepri Adama is also only
no. You didn't. No. No.
That's what he's saying. He's saying that's the bracha. When you're besafek, that's the bracha that you
no,
make.
No, I'm saying even better. I'm saying that Barei Pri Adama, either you covered it because that's talking the right bracha,
right.
Or you covered it because you have a yaitze, right? Barei Pri Adama. But Borei Pri Eitz,
yeah.
Be the Eved, you Yaitz a why, because either you made the right bracha,
or
Safik bracha Slahakal.
No, not because Safik bracha Slahakal, because it grew on a tree, and therefore you're Yaitzin.
No, but...
Not because Safik brachas. Not because maybe you did the right thing.
The fact that it grew on a tree, though, doesn't make it Bar Perez. That's the whole halacha. The fact that it grew on a tree doesn't mean it's Avram. He's saying that it's not an Iker Pri.
If you make a Bar Perez, you're Yaitz B'diyah.
I understand, but that's because it's Safik, because you don't know. What's the reason behind that? You're sure that it grew on a tree.
Akabanim
grew on a tree.
Because the mice, Akabanim, the mice, the machs, the panim iris, the machs, the shekel. They say that the chelak
grew on a tree.
Yeah. Oh, so you have an answer.
So they say that this din that if you make hadama on a eitz is a mishnah. And this other svara, the Magen Avraham saying this far. So it rather rely on the Mishnah.
That's what I was saying.
It's very different.
No, Brei Pri Adama is more.
You were saying that in the beginning, right?
No, I'm saying it's solid ground. You know, Brei Pri Adama.
Yeah.
The other one.
Yeah. But you can say that when you have a suffake, this is the bracha.
Right. Okay. Shiitziu pri. Okay, so again, now we're up to other trees. Other trees, Mishiitziu pri mevarchin al brei pri eitz. V'afal gav shehem adayim tan b'yoyis. This is Mishnah Berurah in Tes Zayin. Even though they're very small, nevertheless, you make a brei pri eitz right away. Unless it's ofutz, which is chamutz, which is sour. So it's either sour or bitter. It's sour or bitter, then the mechaber says you don't make any bracha on it at all. However, if you could eat it, which is a general rule that's the way fruits are. Nevertheless, you make the proper bracha, which in this case is Brei Pri Eitz. So he's saying,
you have sour
something, as long as it's shaykh to eat it, I did chak. So
why is it different than by a boiser? I'm saying, why by a boiser do you pass him that you make a Brei Pri Adama? Because it might not be Roy. And here, you say make it.
Oh, good. So this is trying to bring out the pshat. Over here, this is the Iker Pri. The Iker Pri is an apple. This is an apple. Masha Inkain by grapes, the Iker Pri is the grape that can be used for wine. And what it is by Beiser is a grape that cannot be used for wine. It's a different fruit. It's considered a different fruit. And this fruit is not the Iker Pri.
Even though you can eat it, not... I mean, let's say a person...
Even I
don't eat... No, I'm saying a different thing. Many people don't eat grapes because of wine. They want to eat a grape like they eat an apple. I want to eat grapes. So why... So if you want to eat a grape, like you want to eat an apple, so why should it make a difference? So also it's a Brei Pri Eitz. This is a grape that I want to eat.
I understand.
Saying the Brei Pri Eitz is only because it's going to become wine.
It's not totally in your das.
I understand, I'm saying...
That's the fruit.
Das Kalodon.
Yeah. But why is it that the Brei Pri Eitz is because it's going to be wine? If that's the case, the fruit is only considered a fruit if it can be made into wine.
Right, because that's the purpose of the vine. That's the purpose of the vine.
If it's totally B'das Kalodon... Then how could it wouldn't make a difference if you could eat it? If most people don't eat it when it's bitter or small.
Wait a minute. You're saying most people could eat it. B'shas al chak. It's not your.
I can eat bark too. You know.
If you were in Auschwitz, you had to eat something.
I don't know
if that's what he means.
I never heard any stories. Like
Elena,
when the Holocaust, anyone was eating bark.
Okay.
Probably they didn't have trees, but.
Right. They argue, and they say, nevertheless, you make a shahakam. The oz mevarach ala bari priyaitz. Oh, if you sweeten them or you put you bake them so that they become sweet, and then you make a bari priyaitz. Kivan shehu pri be'etzem al shesarach tikun. So this is similar to a din that we have later on, where you have a fruit which is eaten through baking or cooking. Chaim toivim uvushalom to chaim uvushalom. So basically, that
onion is like that, they say.
Right, exactly. Yeah, onion, right. If you eat it before shakel. You make a shakel. After it's cooked, then you make a hadama. Same thing over here. If you eat it before, you make a shakel. If you eat it later, after you put it in the fire or you sweeten it, then it becomes a very pre-ate. I heard this. Someone told me this by a grapefruit.
A grapefruit.
A grapefruit. Now, I don't know if this is the derech.
You cook a grapefruit.
To put sugar on it.
Oh yeah.
To put sugar on it.
If you put sugar on it.
The Rebbe told me once.
He told me that.
I know. I didn't think so. Me too.
I don't like grapefruit, but I don't know what his problem is. Just because he doesn't like it, that's his taste.
He's saying
this is how people eat.
This is how people eat.
He's saying that even if you don't cook it, you're saying that if you eat it, but they're a klal with a sweetener or with a salt, whatever.
Yeah, but it's not true. Some doctors do. Okay, that's grapefruit straight up.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So what brachas do they make? They make AIDS, no?
That's what I'm saying.
I never heard of him saying that.
In any case. You don't make any bracha b'chlal. The azim mevarchan al klal if it is bad, if it is sour. The ke'etz ba'al machashiv. It's considered just stam wood. Rafilu miskan al yidei or gam kein im mevarchan al rak shahagol. Oh, and if you make it sweet al yidei putting it in it, baking it, then you still only make a shahagol. Again, the garin and shemiskan, just like seeds. Then the halacha is by seeds that you sweeten them. The halacha is make a shahagol. Come on, b'sef gimel. Because of Bechai Adam, the visa mini perish a miracle, metagdim bedvash, ukiyez bezaboyd metanam ma'oid. They would put them.
I mean, seeds are not hadama? Is that what you're saying?
Seeds are wood. So, the halacha is if you make them, if you, let's say, cook them, let's say you make a estric jelly. So, a lot of times.
Estric jelly is shahakal.
So, a lot of times there's seeds in there. Yeah?
Right, okay.
And become sweet. Become sweet from the thing, right?
Yeah, but it's like mostly sugar.
You would make a shakal on them also. You make a shakal on the seeds because it wasn't right at all.
Even at the end of the
right. Right. But you're saying seeds like we like pumpkin seeds, whatever.
Like those.
I don't know about those seeds.
Sunflower seeds.
I don't know over there. It could be that's grown for that purpose. Yes, I don't know.
So that's why it's hard to
know. The visa become mini perish miraklin. So if you put them in honey, kids bezem ba'idim k'tana ma'oid. Im loy ha yiru im lechol k'idim rikuchan klal. Im avarchem alem kim shahakol achar rikuchan. Ayim bebir alacha mashkasam le'inyin tapuchem.
Like orange peel, maybe. I don't know.
Right, orange is interesting. Orange peel, interesting. Right. It's like ain't royal.
You make it candy, but that's what they use it as an essence, they shave it on things, but that's what I'm saying.
So now we're going into different types of trees. So it says by boxer, so then you have to, it has to see like a chain. It looks like it goes in and out. Then that's when it gets a bracha b'priyeitz. V'chemzeisim ashiik d'hanitz svivam, the nates goes around them. V'koydim l'chein mevarach b'priyeitz adama, and before that, before it reaches that shir, you make a b'priyeitz adama. So here v'chein iker. Now here he's saying that what that these fruit trees have the same status of the vine in this regard. That before it reaches a stage, it has a din of Ine Ikapri. This is Ine Ikapri, Mela has a din of Repri Adama. Ashir Behen, the Oz, Choshev Pri, the Avokolze Gamkein, the Avkein, Loyimah Yumar Bia. So we kind of, just like before, we said it's only if it's not sour. So too over here, when it's even see Mishi Yishalshu, but if it's still sour, then you won't make a Ha'etz. Mivarech, you make a bracha, Mivarech Repri Adama, V'chein Hiskim HaMogin Avram, V'agra, that this is the halacha that you make a Hadama. Then he says you make hadama even after it reaches this point. And I want to be able to see it if we get a chance. Bari pri hadama, hainu, afilu, heimesukim, adayin enum ekapri. Even though you've sweetened them, lemais is not the ekapri, and therefore you make a bari pri hadama. I'm quick to see this bir alacha. Because he says, hey, look at this bi'alacha very quickly. Shai kol ilah ilah nishayti b'kevin shai shereis. Yeah, the bottom of 2:10. I'm a bi'agro shechaylik al psakah shulchan aruch ve'echid. Kol ilah siman v'lanis kol shas alin yinis ve'ksisas ilonis b'shvias avolin yibroch mistabre debina davke meshigilo enes ha'maisrus. Koydin l'chein l'chashe priyaru ilah achila. L'cheinu gam kintas ha'pan mi'iris. So he says that this shear is the brought in the Gemara is not b'negei brachas, b'negei something else. And b'negei brachas, it's totally a maisrus. According to the Goyin, all the dinim will change. You have to be able to see the seeds, they have to be completely mature. And which is much later.
This is later.
So you'll make a Hadama further on into the growth. Loi mahani kivon she'ini choshev pri koidem she'igil oinus ha'maisrus. Oh, so Mela, if you go ahead and you sweeten it,
it's
still not going to help. Loi el mevarech ber pri adam. Yeish lina kein la'maisa. L'chayr, the b'zei yoytzim monam shach. Zog te'ed, la'maisa, ber pri adam, what he's saying to make. So anyway, make it. Mikol mokim ha'noyuz ha'noyuk p'sak ha'acharenim sh'nim shuch ha'achar shuch ha'nar ha'chin l'mchiz p'yoda, yeish la'el milas.
Yeah, I understand.
You do either way. But he says, l'chatchila, it's better to do make ha'adama. Like the Goyin, not like the Mechaber. Not like the Rama.
Amnam. Is there a spur to say,
Because they grow, they make Adama, that's what he's saying. It's interesting. See, he's saying, he brought it in Mishnah Berurah. It wasn't so clear that he paskin like that. But here he's saying that if he brings from the Chai Adam and the Oil of Sephraim, that you make a shakal. If that it's not Roy, Alayde Etchak, so then you make a shakal. He's saying like that over here in Bir Alocha. That's how we paskin. Fine.
A shakal, he's saying?
He's over here. He doesn't say.